I'm Kylie from Texas, and you're watching College Volleyball Weekly.
I'm Kelly from Stanford Beach Volleyball, and you're watching or listening to College Volleyball Weekly Beach Top 20.
I'm Allie from Florida State, and you're watching College Volleyball Weekly Beach Top 20.
This is Jamie Whitmarsh from UCLA, and you're on College Volleyball Weekly.
Go Bruins!
Hey, good day, everyone. Welcome back to College Volleyball Weekly Beach Top 20, week five-ish, six-ish. I don't know. I'm stuck in spring break mode like everyone else on the screen. So that's Allie Hansen of Florida State University, Kelly Bilardi of Stanford, and we got Kylie Weekly of Texas. Thanks for joining me yet again, ladies.
Thank you.
We've had a fun and interesting week, even though it has been spring break for some of you. And we're just go down the top 20 with some of the results here. First one that caught my eye, of course, was the former institution of Miss Allie Hansen, Grand Canyon, their first top 10 upset of the year, taking down number 9 LSU, which means that's Abra Rummel's first top 10 win, also being in her first year. So thoughts on that win by Grand Canyon over the Sandy Tigers of LSU. And we'll start with you, Allie.
Mm-hmm. I actually watched that because they were the duel before our first duel, I think was against Jacksonville. They played so well. Their fives, who happens to be one of my great friends, her name's Mac. She and my former teammate, Jess Drake, who I also love, played amazing this whole weekend. They beat our fives too. They played so well. I was really proud of GCU with how they just, I felt like Abra's whole thing this year is like adversity, and I felt like they really overcome adversity because that 3-hour time change, it's not great for a lot of people. It takes a toll on you, and I thought they played well. Their ones, GCU's ones, Krista, I've seen Krista grow since she was a freshman. She's playing out of her mind right now. Her blocking's insane. Like, watching her shut down that LSU one pair was pretty incredible to watch, and I'm really proud of Abra. I mean, like, taking over a program from someone like Kristen is those are hard shoes to fill. And I felt like she has filled them very well. So I'm proud of them. They kicked butt this weekend. It's great for them. Great for their program.
To make sure I drop full names. That's Mackenzie Harris as Mac.
Yes.
Was Jessica Drake.
My ginger.
If anyone wants to look up Grand Canyon and what they got going on, those are the two. Let's go over to Kylie. Thoughts on that GCU upset of LSU.
Yeah. My jaw dropped when I heard those results. But that's really awesome for the GCU girls. I played GCU a lot of times. Me and Allie played each other a lot last year. So, those girls are great. That's what I got to say.
And Kelly.
That's awesome for them. I don't know much about either team, like not too much or many of the players super well, but I feel like upsets like happen a lot during this time of the season. So I'm honestly like not surprised at all. Like, I feel like more of that will be happening. And like, I don't know, it's good for them and good for programs to get that confidence. So it's good.
Well, from what I've seen of LSU this year, when they're at East meets West, solid team, 1 through 5. I mean, I'm surprised at the result, but not at the same time. But, you know, there are some new faces on the Sandy Tiger lineup. Like, there's some familiar faces like Ella Larkin, Ellie Shank. They got the wins at the threes. Riley Allred and Parker Bracken. Names that we've heard over the last few years. So it wasn't a shocker they got the points there. But some newer names that you can see are battling in there for LSU. But Grand Canyon got the better end of the deal here with some of their newer names as well. And some old pairs as well. Maddie Bogle and Becca Drake at the fours. And, of course, what Allie said, Mackenzie Harris and Jessica Drake at the fives, and her old friends, proud to see her go, Krista Rowan and Sophia Hladnik at the ones, getting a 3-2 win. So let's jump up in the lineup here. I wanted to check this out here because a team that's hot that's been kind of slowly moving up in the polls is Arizona. And they had a 4-0 week against Santa Clara, Utah, Missouri State, and ACU. Unfortunately, I don't even know who ACU is, but it's in my notes.
Fair enough, honestly.
Being that you were the former Phoenix person, Allie, what do we know about Arizona and how are they getting it done? Because especially with a first-year coach, or not a first-year coach, but you have some newer names. We used to have Alana Rennie from the podcast on that, the twos and threes last year. But what do we know about Arizona? Not a whole bunch.
Not a whole bunch. They have Hope Shannon, who is a very dear friend of mine. I think, Kylie, do you know who Hope is? Yes. Love her. Played with her in juniors when I was like a freshman and sophomore in college or in high school. She's awesome. She's great. Honestly, other than that, I don't know. I mean, now I feel so disconnected. I know Kylie feels the same way, but I feel so disconnected from the West Coast being over here that I'm like, I have no idea. Arizonans
just for a year or two and then you check out.
Pretty much.
Well, Kelly, what do you know about Arizona? Just because they're in the Pac-12 and you'll be seeing them.
Yeah, I probably should know more, but since we haven't played them yet, I'm not too sure. Like, I remember they're like teams from last year, most like Sarah Blacker and Alex Parkhurst. Alex is now at TCU, but I don't really know them too well, but I know Arizona State, but they're really good.
Yes.
Well, obviously they're sneaking up there. Anything to add, Kylie, or can we move on?
Yeah, so there's a lot of freshmen in the lineup for Arizona. They were my old rivals, so I know a lot about them. And yeah, they've got a lot of impact freshmen on their lineup that are pretty good. And then obviously the returners like Hope and all those gals.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, let's jump up one step higher in the poll. 16th ranked Washington had a 2-2 week, but what caught my eye? The upset of number 11 FIU, not 3-2, but 4-1. And thoughts on that matchup there, because Washington, younger team, and FIU, definitely a more experienced team, but thoughts on that duel, and we'll start with you, Kylie.
Yeah, so Washington played us on Wednesday at our home opener. So I got to see them. They have a lot of really solid pairs, really scrappy. I mean, they got like Zoe Henson, who's freshman, great player. She's so dynamic. And then like Piper Monk, Lauren Wilcock, Sarah Wilcock, Brooke Ballou, all those girls who are pretty solid players. So, yeah. Good win by them too.
Well, they were, I was trying to see if it was the number one pairs, because I've been talking up the FIU ones, which is the Italians, Giada Bianchi and Reka Orsi-Toth, and starting to find the results there to see, actually, that was the 1 point that FIU got, but the rest of the flights have been pretty solid. But let's go to Kelly on the Washington, and is that a surprise win for another Pac-12 team, or is it legit?
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't say surprise. I mean, I feel like Washington's one of those teams, like, you always, like, are thinking about, like, it's never going to be an easy duel against them. Like, they're going to keep fighting. And even from last year, like, they've gone so much better with, like, Natalie Martin, a transfer, a lot of impact freshmen, like Kylie was saying. And, like, Zoe Henson, I love watching her play. And I think she's super good and super scrappy. And I think most of the teams are like that. So I'm not surprised. Also, it's upset season. So it makes sense.
And Allie, anything to add on there?
Honestly, I think Scarlett Dahl and Kendall Mather, they're an insane pair. I've known Scarlett for so long because she's from the Washington area, and she the only way that she goes is up. Like, she does not know how to play bad. It's kind of impressive. She always turns it on when she needs to. She's consistent. She's good.
Well, we're going to have to jump to the other Arizona team, the Arizona State team, Kylie's former team, but they're kind of turning heads right now. They actually beat Washington 3-2 at that same tournament. But, I mean, Anya Pemberton and Daniela Kenzig, I believe they're the Pac-12 pair of the week this last week, if I'm correct. But new coach at the helm, I think Allie's really familiar with her. But let's talk about what we're seeing, this quick rise to the top for Arizona State. I think those are some big wins. And, of course, Kelly's me facing off with them. If you haven't already, I'm trying to remember in the schedule off the top of my head. But what do we know about Arizona State? We'll start with the former Sun Devil, Kylie.
Yeah, I think there's been a huge, like, increase of a strength in a, like, ones and twos and threes pair that, like, hasn't sort of been there in the past. So they're, like, went 4-1 against FIU. Also 3-2 TCU, and then obviously beat Washington. I think Kristen's a great coach, and they also, their twos pair, it has like 9 wins in a row.
Arden, they're the Pac-12 pair of the week.
Ava, yeah, and Pac-12 pair of the week, which is awesome.
That is correct.
He was a freshman from Texas, and Arden's also from Texas. She's a sophomore. But yeah, I think that they're a really well coached team.
Yeah. Kelly?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I was like, I love seeing Arden doing so well too, because I feel like we grew up with her, and like, I don't know, I like watching her play. I'm partial to that. But also, like, the team we played, because we played them when we went to Arizona, Taryn was defender. I forget the name of her partner, but they were like
Lexi
super
Sweeney and Taryn Ames.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Yes. But they were super scrappy, and like, every flight I feel like they have is competitive with every other team's flight, which I feel like we've been seeing like across all teams. So I don't know. Once again, I'm not surprised. I feel like they deserve to be going up. Also great coaching, like a lot of, I feel like, change in their program. So it's good for them.
Yeah. Close out with Allie.
One thing about Kristen Rohr is she is going to have a plan. She is so good at strategizing that like them moving up like in the rankings does not shock me at all. She's such a good head coach. Like, there are some people that you meet that you're like, wow, maybe not a head coaching job for you. Her, she knows what she's doing. Like, she's the best of the best. I would die for Kristen. She's so good. Her coaching is just awesome. And I think she's taken that program to the next level. And I'm so sad that Kylie didn't stay one more year, because she would have experienced Kristen. But I know that was for the best, Kylie. So it's fine.
We can talk off screen about the reasons why you lied. But definitely good call. And I'm curious, though, because I haven't seen Arizona State, and I haven't been to watch the Pac-12 live streams. But how would you characterize your team? Like, LSU usually has a humongous blocker and a super athletic defender behind. But what is Arizona State Sun Devil team like this year, now that with the new names, the new coach? How would you characterize their style of play? And just
I would say like scrappy and gritty. I feel like that's something that Kristen like had at GCU that like you could tell by the way all the girls played. I think she brought that over, and like they're fighters. Like no game that they play, I feel like, is like given up. Like they're fighting the whole way through. And I think that's why they've upset some teams.
Yep. Anyone else? Allie, I feel like you got something you're about to throw out there.
Honestly, well, I agree. Like, that's just from spending those 3 years with her. That's all she teaches, is just grit and to be scrappy and to be okay being uncomfortable in uncomfortable situations on the court. And like, once you learn how to be more uncomfortable, it's like the game, and it's not like the game's easy, but you get more comfortable and you get more confident. And that's, Kristen teaches confidence. And I think that's huge in volleyball. Because if you go into a game thinking you suck, well, you're telling yourself you suck. Well, you're probably not going to play your best. And that's what Chris, that's like what Kristen is so good about. It's like not only the mental game, but the physical game. And I've also heard, because one of their red shirts is a great friend of mine, their strength and conditioning is insane. So I also think that they're a lot stronger than they used to be, but their conditioning is, I like get Snapchats from Samaya and she's just down bad. I'm like, girl, are you okay?
Insane. From personal experience, it's insane.
Yeah.
Like, Kelly, you've been, I mean, all of the three of us have been to those courts. That sand is deep.
That sand is awful.
Oh my, yeah. Bailey, that's her name. She's awesome. She definitely, yeah.
Is that your strength coach? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Kelly, anything else to add on Arizona State, being that you are, I think you're seeing them one more time, right? Didn't you guys see each other?
I mean, in the tournament, we will probably.
Okay.
But I don't know if we have it scheduled. But yeah, the one thing I noticed when we played there, the sand was like, I don't really notice sand that much at different locations. I'm always like, yeah, you know, it's probably fine. Like, it's all like people, placebo. But there, it actually felt super deep. And I was like, that's so good to train on. And they must be like what you guys were saying, like working hard in the weight room, just because like, to have to play on that every day, it's definitely different. But the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of that team is like what they said, scrappy, like, and just not giving up on points, even when it seems like, oh, like the ball's down. I remember I'd hit it and then it'd still be up. And I was like, wow, okay. Like, so I don't know. I feel like it's admirable too, because it's like playing that way is going to make you better. And like, I think that's why the team's gotten so much better. So it's good for them to all buy into that.
Isn't it like pretty darn hot out there in Tempe
right yes.
now? Yes.
So hot and deep. That's a great combination for weight loss.
Mm-hmm. I hate it. Hated it. Never go back. Never.
Well, let's jump up into the poll here, and I'm actually going to group this one together here. In the Big West, it looked like Long Beach State was rising to the top, but instead we're seeing a sneak team come from the bottom because they came in at number 20 to start off the ABCA poll. And then Hawaii started off the season. Well, actually, I was referring to Cal Poly. And then Hawaii started off a season with a gauntlet of teams coming into Queens Beach, including Stanford, UCLA, and USC. And like, oh, they're 0-4. We don't have to even consider Hawaii. But now Hawaii's beaten Long Beach State. Cal Poly's beaten Long Beach State. And Cal Poly's beaten Hawaii. What is going to happen in the Big West with those three teams? Because we thought there's going to be a change of the guard, but it appears that Todd Rogers doesn't want to let go of the reins. So thoughts on the Big West situation. Let's go with Allie first there.
Cal Poly right now is so strong. Like, I felt like Todd took like 2 years to kind of rebuild, maybe like a year to rebuild his program after losing like Tia and Delaney and all of his, and like Macy from way back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's come back with Ella, he's come back with Izzy, he's come back with Piper, Quinn, so many girls on that team who are so talented. And Lindsay, can't forget about Lindsay. Like, he has collected all these girls, and I feel like he's kept it pretty quiet, he's kept it to himself, and now they're just like out on the prowl. They're killing everybody, they're kicking butt and taking names, and it's so awesome to see. I love seeing my friends succeed. So that's like, it's awesome to see them go from like being ranked 20 to like now being ranked like 6 or 7. Like, that's so awesome for them.
Yep. Let's jump over to Kelly.
Yeah, I almost was Cal Poly. I'm not surprised. Like, when you look at the players that they have and the pairs that they have, their lineup, like looking at it just this year, I feel like they so are capable of beating all of these teams that are like ranked by them or like higher than them because they're so strong, and like their players have a lot of experience. Like Lindsay Sparks, so much experience. Like Erin, she's young, but she grew up playing and like has played all the time. Like Piper, Izzy, like all of them have played for so long that like this is natural to them. And so I think it was just like about time that they started winning. Like, it makes sense to me.
Well, aren't they a bunch of elite beach girls that probably little beans when you were playing?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really play like too much of them growing up, just Erin, but she was always like on the sand playing. Like, they all, it's like the same life I live. So it's like they all were in there with me. So I don't know, I'm happy for them.
Kylie, any more thoughts on the trio of Big West teams?
Yeah, I agree with, like, you got a lot of girls who have been playing at a high level for a really long time and in pressure situations for kind of a while. So no surprise there. I feel like they were kind of like a forgotten team for like last year because they had some like losses early on, and then it was just kind of whatever. And then this year it's like, bam, they're back, baby. Like, they're taking names and everything. And yeah.
That's a good call because I pulled up their stats for the season so far, and they just are unbeatable at the ones through fours. It looks like, you know, at the ones are 18-4, twos are 20-2, the threes are 19-3, as with the fours. And what's crazy is that the threes, Lindsay Sparks is doing a load management thing and only playing half the duels. You know, and when she's on, they're 8-1. She plays with Quinn Perry, but the rest of the teams only have two other losses within that grouping of girls. So, and Izzy Martinez, definitely, what a change! What a year! What a difference a year makes! She's got one of the whippiest arm swings I've seen, and she's only a sophomore. And she's paired up with a Ella Connor, who was a medical redshirt last year, but she is such a quick and athletic blocker. She turns, she goes, she bangs. You know, it's, who said it? Turn, look, and call. TLC. Got it. Is that the UCLA thing?
But, yeah, that's Stein's thing. You hear that every day.
oops. But seeing him play, and Cal Poly has snuck up from behind. I actually gave someone a hard time on a chat board. You know, anyone who doesn't vote for Cal Poly in the top 20 is definitely disrespecting Todd, because he's going to 150% out of each one of his athletes, and they're going to end up winning. So, but yeah, that's the big mess. That's the Big West. It'll be interesting to see what happens come conference tournament time, because it's definitely tightened up there. They had a 5-0 week. They upset Long Beach State, as I'm saying, and number 12 Hawaii, which brings us to LMU 4-0. No top 20 wins last week, so I'm going to jump up to TCU had a phenomenal week, 4-0, beat number 11 FIU, beat number 13 Arizona State, and beat number 16 Washington. And also now have the ABCA pair of the week, Lena Camille and Haley Hamlet. Thoughts on TCU and their ascension as you guys, one, because they're an East Coast team and they're not going to face Florida State. Is that correct this weekend?
Couldn't tell you. You know, good this. Done. I show
you just
up.
Go, coach just tells you where to go and you're there. Okay.
I well, show up. I'll look know it what up. I'm doing.
But
we play TCU.
All right, go for it, Kelly. Talk about TCU while I look that up.
We play TCU, but I don't know. Their record, like, is strong. Also, their ones pair, I feel like that's so – like, watching them play, I remember when they came here and we played them, they look so dynamic and, like, they have really good chemistry. So I'm not surprised that they're, like, leading – or, yeah, tied with Delaney and Meg for, like, the best record at the ones. That's no surprise to me. But TCU is always good. I feel like they're one of those teams, their lineup, they have a lot of people, a lot of depth. Like, I know Alex and Sutton are at the threes. I played them. And that's like a really solid threes pair, in my opinion. So I don't know. It just shows depth in their lineup. So solid.
Yeah.
Good win for them.
All right, Kylie, take a shot. TCU thoughts.
Yeah. I was really excited to see the matchup between Giada. I'm going to butcher her name.
Giada and Reka.
But I was excited to see that matchup because they're obviously a really solid pair. And I know Haley and Annalena are a really good pair too. So I was excited to see that. And then undefeated at home is pretty good for them.
Yes, it is for sure. Allie, let's close it out. TCU.
Honestly, it doesn't shock me. Seeing them in the fall at the Paris tournament was awesome. They are so good. So, like Kelly said, so dynamic. Their chemistry is awesome. Like, they just seem like they're always in system, which is really frustrating for some, like for opponents, because they just seem like they're always running a play. They're always doing something.
Yeah. I actually jumped Georgia State, but I wanted to add congratulations to Bella Ferrari. Mm-hmm. 93rd career win, most in program history under Beth Van Fleet. So congratulations to her. Got to see them finally play at East Meets West, that number one pair of Angel and Bella. And man, they are fun. I'm not going to lie.
Love them. I love the twins. They're awesome.
And then, which brings us to our slackers last week, the idol team, Stanford, UCLA, and USC. One thing I definitely want to point out is, or ask, particularly Kelly, is it hard coming off an idol week, though?
I mean, yeah, we had finals week and then right into spring break, and I was done with finals, I think, on like Wednesday. So I was like, gosh, I'm so bored. I don't have school. No one's here. We just have practice. I was like, what am I going to do? But it was honestly nice. You got to spend a lot of time with the team, like do team stuff, which was nice. It was definitely like, I was eager to play. I was like, beach volleyball, it's like we've been playing all weekend. And so then having just like time off is kind of weird and like not used to it, but I think it was good. We played. So we ended up having games yesterday, which was good. It was nice to get back out there. But yeah, I mean, it was nice, but I definitely wish we were playing, but.
Well, you did play
volleyball soon.
You played yesterday. You had a kind of a tri-duel with St. Mary's and USF. So kind of get back into the swing for what we'll talk about here in a little bit, but anything to add, Allie or Kylie, about these idol teams and how it's like coming out of a resting week or an idol week?
We just have played so many games. Like 19 and we're like 19-2. Great record. That's a lot of matches. That's a lot of games. And like, I'm up for the challenge, but I'm getting old. I'm 21 now. Like, my body feels like it's decaying sometimes. And I'm like, wow, I'm feeling it. But that's okay, because, you know, I follow Brooke Niles anywhere she goes. So regardless.
Well, let me ask you this, because I noticed in, I can't remember what two duels, but you had a change out in your lineup where mm-hmm. I believe Maddie Anderson, who's normally at the ones, is taking some time off, and it looked like Brooke was trying some new, pushing you up a little bit and, you know, basically shuffling the deck. But, is that because your guy's crazy 10-day trip and load management, or is she trying some new things, or you got to keep it on the down low here?
Yeah, load management for sure. I mean, I was definitely ill on Sunday, so I was taken out of both the duels because I could not see, I could not walk. I was like so down bad, but that's okay. That's the best part about our program is it doesn't even matter who's in or out. Like, we're still gonna win, and that's awesome, regardless of what the duel score was. Like, we're still gonna pull it out. That's how deep our roster is, and it's awesome. I've been preaching this all season. Yeah. But load management for sure. That is kind of what we're working with right now. But we're so excited for LSU. I'm excited to see Kelly, but we're so excited for LSU.
Kylie, final thoughts on the idle week for athletes and going through such a, I mean, college beach volleyball season is 8 weeks, let's be for real, mm-hmm. of regular season conference tournament. And then you add on a weekend for the NCAA championships. But how is it like to have that week off with such a short season?
I think definitely when you're in that week, you're like watching everyone else. You're like, dang, I wish I was playing this week. But I think also that's a pretty strategic week off for those four teams to all be off like together at the same time. But yeah, it's always nice getting a little rest on a little shoulder or back or legs or
for all the old ladies on the screen, like Ellie, right?
That's me.
Not the young guns of Kelly and Kylie on here. But Jane's one of the old ladies too. So old and busted. But, you know, we haven't really spoken a lot about USC, but I definitely want to give them some props too and some recognition because they had a 5-0 win against Hawaii in their last duel and a 5-0 win against CUI. I have to get the tagging right or the branding right. But who's been crazy insane this season is shocked to nobody. Megan and Delaney, or Megan Kraft and Delaney Maple, 19-1, and they're basically leading the one pairs in the nation with Haley and Angelina of TCU. But sneaking up under the radar there, Maddie Kriz, your former teammate, Kelly, and Grace Seitz, they've been kind of shifting between the twos and threes, and they are combined 18-1. So USC is getting it done with some new faces and some old faces and mixing up with the pair, but is USC the team to beat this year? That's the surprise question I'm popping on all of you. No one wants to take it.
I can go. Oh, you go. You go.
You go.
You go, Kylie. Kylie,
I think no surprise there with Maddie Kriz. She's pretty a awesome Texan player. Like her at Stanford, she was winning a lot of games there. Grace Seitz also awesome player from LSU, and then Megan Delaney. There's been a lot of shifts in the fours fives, which again, they've got a pretty stacked roster, a lot of depth on there, so I can see why they're so successful.
All right, Kelly, I feel like she's got intel. She's probably been watching the game tape.
I don't have intel, but I've definitely been watching their games. But I mean, I feel like overall, of course, like USC is going to be in the top five. Like, what is a beach volleyball season about them being in the top five and like having, like, they're so good. So proud of Maddie Kriz. And like, I saw her and her partner play in Hawaii, and Grace Seitz so long. And it's like, I don't know, it's hard for people to hit over her. And Kriz is such a good defender that it makes their partnership look so, they make volleyball look so easy. But Kriz awesome. I'm really happy for her. And like, she's great. So good for them. And then Megan Delaney, I remember us, like, I think in the first podcast or first video we did, we were talking about how Megan Delaney, like, they're going to be really good all season. They were like our team to watch. And so it's no surprise that they're doing so well, but I'm happy for them too. But yeah, like Kylie was saying, they've switched a lot in the fours and the fives, a little bit like in the threes with rotation, like moving everyone. So they have a lot of new faces in, like some people, sophomore class that haven't played before and some freshmen getting in. So I feel like they're just trying to figure out what the best for their lineup would be, but it's good.
What the best is. I'm like, how many iterations of that does that look like?
So many.
All right, Allie, take a stab. SC. Are they the team to beat?
Honestly, my honest opinion, I think everybody is a team to beat, but yes, I think they are a team to beat. Yes. Like, just like I think UCLA is a team to beat, just like I think Stanford's a team to beat, same with TCU, all these teams. Because, I mean, at this point, you know, no one's undefeated anymore. So I feel like every team has a big target on their back, regardless of who they are. Because it's like, if when we go into like the matches against Stanford, UCLA, and USC this weekend, we're gonna like everyone, we're gonna want to beat them because they're ahead of us and they like they're a team to beat. So USC, yes, they're a team to beat, but so is everybody. So it's like Megan Delaney, though, are we shocked? No, we're not. Like they just like it's like every year, it's work like it's like clockwork. They come out and they just kick butt. Like that's kind of their job at this point. Like they just know how to they know how to win. So it's impressive.
Well, following juniors events all through July, you know, that swing in Hermosa, Manhattan, and Santa Monica.
My yes.
Maple Craft in every single podium. I'm like, every single these podium. People.
I'm so tired of it because they're my age. So it's like, guys, can I have a turn? Like, why not be y'all?
Well, I've got, you know, I was going to start off with this, but I know this may sound weird, but Kylie, first official home duels hosted in Texas this last weekend. Kind of exciting. Can you talk about the experience there, the crowd? You guys had a win and you had a loss, but still, you know, I'm sure a lot of people want to know about it. Your social is pretty awesome about it, but I personally like the personal connection to your social, you know, getting capturing the event, like the cornhole and the big steer.
Yeah. I remember last week saying like how crazy it was, how like Texas knows how to put on an event. I was even more shocked when I got to the I guess what's it called, like we're
complex
location, the location we were at. There was a huge BMO, like gigantic. I've never seen a BMO that big. Cornhole.
A what?
A BMO's our mascot.
Got it.
Where have you been, Allie?
Let me pull up the pig. Let me pull up the pig.
Okay. I didn't know that either, Allie.
Okay, thanks, Kel. I was like, what is she talking about?
Okay, look at this guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Kylie crazy. Wickley, at Kylie Wickley. Check it out. She has it on her social.
That's insane.
The big yeah, so that was inflatable? There. Yeah, inflatable. Cornhole. They also had a whole thing where you could buy t-shirts and volleyballs and visors, all that stuff, all the good stuff. We had scoreboard people. I mean, I think that's normal. Yeah. But like stands and so many people. There's like as many people that there were more people than they're like at Pac-12 championships, and like as many people as like one of the first rounds of like the national championship tournament. And I was shocked because I feel like I played in a decent number of tournaments the past 2 years, and I've not seen that before. So that was cool to be there for that.
It's the Wright Whitaker Sports Complex, and that's your practice facility, correct?
Yes.
If that's your practice facility, that's better than a lot of teams' primary facilities to play. Because I saw that someone had a drone shot of everything set up. Mike, you got to be kidding me. And you guys are building a new one?
Yes. That's something I've also learned about Texas is they do things really
big.
They think things through a lot because they're big, planning on doing a whole little shopping center and thing with that so they can make some money off of us, which is always good.
Always good to profit. We love a profit.
So another up and rising team. I got to ask our other contributors here. Thoughts of adding Texas to the mix and what that does for collegiate beach volleyball in 2025. We'll start with you, Allie.
Okay, I was going to kick butt. I will be a retired athlete at that point. I'm going to be at every single game. I will be
moving to Texas where Kylie's brother's at. Oh, did I say that?
We'll see. We don't know yet. Ooh. But I will be there, Texas beach volleyball. After Florida State. After I leave Tallahassee, I will be a Texas beach volleyball. I'll be a Texas beach volleyball gal just because Kylie's on the team.
No but extra there, year, no COVID year left, no injury year.
Nothing.
All right, just
nothing.
Had to be sure. All right, Kelly, thoughts on the growth of programs?
I mean, it's awesome. I was just seeing, like, thinking about how, like, I feel like I know everyone, like, from the indoor realm and how those facilities are and, like, all the people they get for games. And it was always, like, oh, beach is, like, smaller and, like, not as many people go to the games and know about it, but big, I feel like indoor teams such as Texas, Nebraska, those types of schools getting beach teams and introducing more people to the sport is so great for everyone that plays. I'm so happy that Texas got a program for all of them. Like, I was like, that must be awesome going to Texas and getting all of that. Also, Stein's a great coach, but also just for bringing more awareness, like, to the sport. Like, the fact that your first home opener, there were that many people there, was like shocking, and they do all this stuff. It's just great to show that, like, they care about beach volleyball, and it's good for everyone.
Well, it's an exciting time for sure. And I was actually going to tell Kylie before we got on, but I'm actually going to be there on April 12th for your final home duel.
Really?
Hosting their event. I was going to go up to the Center of Effort Challenge where Florida State was going to be. As I've seen everyone except for Kelly on screen in person. So Stanford
can't just find a woman, Cal.
Southern California, apparently. So, but yeah, I just reached out to you and I said, hey, I'd love to do it. I'm taking a red eye right out of LA the night before, and then hopefully getting there before your first duel, or we're still working on that format apparently, but I will be at the complex, and I'm excited because from what I was told is a sold out facility. People were chomping at the bit to watch the play. So they're going to try and design it. So I don't even know if I should be saying this, but to maximize the amount of eyes on duels, and that may be breaking them up in a very unique way, so people can be exposed to the college game. And with the crowd being that large and having all the activities around there, apparently it was a super festive atmosphere for Texas volleyball. And the sounds like everyone is on board for sure. So exciting times for Texas beach volleyball down the line.
Yeah, there was a whole DJ setup, and like, it was awesome. And also, I have not seen like beach fans yell at a ref as much as I did.
You haven't seen Kelly then, huh?
I was like
oh my god,
doubled or like something. They like, I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
It's not normal. It's not normal for beach volleyball to get that rowdy. But we love it. We love a little rowdiness.
I love it. Also the indoor girls were like cheering, and we were like using their cheers. I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, we're getting lit.
Right, Stanford to Texas next year.
Nope. I don't want to go there.
You're
play
in for a treat, Rob. I'm telling you.
I know. I want it. I want it.
Well, with that, I'm excited to do that, but we got a big weekend ahead of us. I'm going to go ahead and let the two that are at the big one speak about it. It's the, I love the name, the Death Volley Invitational. Just sounds threatening. With that, that's going to be in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, March 29th and 30th. Features number 1, USC, number 4, TCU, number 10, LSU, number 5, Florida State, number 2, UCLA, number 17, FAU, number 3, Stanford, number 6, Cal. Cakewalk, right, ladies?
So easy. Oh my gosh. Cakewalk.
It might as well be like a mini Gulf Shores this weekend. So about what we could see this weekend, because that's a, for surfer term, gnarly group of teams that are going to be all in one spot. Or we can let Kylie go as an outsider saying, well, that's just... We'll let Kylie go because I feel like Kelly and Allie are like letting it brew inside them right now.
I mean, I'm super excited to see all the games and everything. I feel like, again, this is going to be a situation where we see a lot of like upsets. I'm quoting the upsets because I feel like everyone is a good team, and I feel like people beating each other is more of a normal thing this year than previous years, but I'm excited to see how that goes, and also excited to see how the GCU-ASU game goes.
Ooh, there we go. All right, other ladies, jump in. What are you looking forward to?
Go, Kelly.
Okay. I'm just excited to play. Like, all the teams we're going to play, we play we've played TCU, but we play them again, and then LSU, FSU, FAU, all those teams I've never even seen play in person. So I'm excited for that. It'll definitely be challenging, but I feel like that's what it's all about. And before the tournament, like, you want to be able to, you want to have seen these teams, so you kind of have, like, get a grip on what you want to do and stuff like that. So I don't know. It'll be some really good volleyball. I'm excited to see everyone play. And I don't know about kind of what Kylie said about the upsets. Like, I feel like at this tournament, like, nothing's really an upset. So it'll be good to see everyone play.
Yep. Allie.
Well, I'm currently looking up our schedule so I can tell you who we play. Because I couldn't tell you, honestly.
Maybe just text Brooke. She'll tell you.
She'd be like, Allie, are you serious? I'm like, sorry, I'm just...
I happen to have TCU's schedule up. They have a crazy... They start off with SC, then UCLA in day one, then Stanford and Cal on day two.
What a fun day for those Trojans.
Yeah, we have UCLA at 10 a.m., Cal at 5:30 p.m., which is an insane, insane gap in between games. 10 a.m. and 5:30 p.m.
Yeah.
What the heck, LSU? What are you doing to us? And then we play, and then we play Kelly, and then we play Megan Delaney after that. And I'm Easy. So excited. Honestly, I'm
so
a big
it's safe to assume you're going to be at the ones.
I have no idea. I could not tell you. I've had conversations with Brooke where we've had to like move some things in the lineup just like for people to get some, you know, rest and recovery. And she's like, I'm going to throw something at you. And I'm like, Brooke, I don't care. I don't care who I play with. As long as I'm out in the court kicking butt and dabbing, I don't care. Big jabber, you know, like, do you know what that means?
I'm old, so I don't know. Oh, that was so 2018. Come on.
Thank you. Big dabber here. Big energy gal. I'm just so excited to bring some fire to like Baton Rouge. I've never even been there. Never been to the state of Louisiana. So oh, I'm about to
been
experience
to Death
something
Valley
new.
Before.
No.
Wow. Okay. Is this first trip for you, Kelly, to Death Valley?
No, we went to LSU last year. Okay. So I can show Allie the reins.
Oh, thanks, Kelly.
That's on the bucket list for me. But, you know, even just Cal's schedule, I happen to have it up because I was looking up researching some stuff before it went on. But LSU, Florida State, day one, then TCU, FAU on day two. I mean, it's going to be a crazy weekend of volleyball. And
insane.
From what I understand, everything's going to be streamed live on VBTV. But that's cool. For membership cost. But you know what? The fact that it's all being streamed and every single court, if that's what they're going to continue to do off of LSU's feed, I highly encourage our listeners and viewers, just pay the $5.99. I mean, it's two full days of all day long volleyball. And if while you're at it, you can catch some other stuff that's archived too. So, and it's worth it with the teams are going to be there. My friend Mark Sherman is going to be MC hosting there in person. I'm kind of jealous. I'm not going to lie. So the AVP guy is going to be miking up there and calling the play. And that's such a great setting for volleyball. So I definitely catch Death Valley Invitational this weekend. So anything else to add about Death Valley? You're going to say something there, Allie? No?
Go Noles. Okay. That's all I have to say.
So other matches on the radar. One already happened, Cal versus Cal Poly. We know the result of that. Cal Poly, the number six team this week. Number 17 this week, upset number six, Cal 4-1. Still trying to get the details, waiting for the tweets to come out. Other ones to watch, Stetson at Arizona. That's an 18-19 matchup. Arizona at Grand Canyon, another great match to watch. And Stetson at ASU. I believe they're all at the same duel. So keep an eye on those this weekend. And any other ones that we should keep an eye on that you guys think we should be looking at? Did I cover them all?
I was going to say GCU, ASU, because I know Kylie was saying the same thing.
I know we've kind of gone long, but is there anything else we've missed of the week that it's week six? I'm trying to figure out 5-6, but we're 3/4 away of the season, which means there's only 2 more weeks until the conference tournaments.
What?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
What is the mindset? Obviously, Allie's shocked, but Kelly, what is the mindset of the teams going into these final few weeks of play?
I feel like what we were talking about in practice is like now is the time where teams either like plateau or get better. So I feel like just focusing on getting better with your partner, connecting with them, just like trying to do your best and try out new things. Cause I feel like sometimes people are hesitant to do that at this point of the season, but everyone's getting better. So you also have to like, I feel like focus on yourself getting better. So trying out new things and not being afraid to like take chances, especially in games that happen now, because you want to be prepared for the conference tournament and for nationals. So I don't know. Yeah.
Good answer. Allie's just shocked. There you go. We got it.
Shocked, to say the least. No idea. I don't know. I don't even know what day it is. Let's be honest.
Well, Kylie, I didn't want to overlook Texas, but you also have four duels this weekend. You have UT Martin, SF Stephen F. Austin, and UTEP, and then the team you're ending the season with, Texas A&M Corpus Christi, who is just outside the top 20. I guess that's being hosted by Texas A or TAM. Is that they call it TAM
Corpus?
Yep. So what should we expect to see play-wise from Texas this weekend?
I think that we are getting better as the days go by. We have a lot of indoor girls in our lineup that are learning the ropes every day, which is super fun. It's been super fun to watch everyone grow and stuff. So I'm excited to see them against some competition this weekend.
Excellent. Well, with that, that concludes episode 5-6 of the season. I know it's 221, at least on Viral Volley Media, but that's Allie Hansen of Florida State, Kelly Bilardi of Stanford, and Kylie Wickley of Texas missing this week. Jaden Whitmarsh of UCLA is probably recovering from finals week. So, ladies, good luck this upcoming weekend. And if you're just hanging back and watching, have fun watching, Kylie.
Thanks for listening to College Volleyball Weekly. Be sure to follow Rob Aspero at TheRobOnTheMic on Instagram and at RobOnTheMic on Twitter.